Welcome back to Katie's Corner on Sporty 1240 AM, NBC Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Katie's Corner here on Sporty 1240 NBC Sports Radio, also streaming live online at Sporty1240.com. Like I said, this was a crazy, crazy weekend on local sports. We had all of the high school football championship games for Section 2. We had UAlbany field hockey. They're going to the NCAA tournament. UAlbany women's soccer is going to the NCAA tournament. But, obviously, there is a certain college program that I hold near and dear to my heart. And that would be Division III Sage College. And this weekend, they took care of business on the pitch. And yes, I'm going semi-soccer nerdy with the language right now. But yes, they got it done on the pitch. And the Sage men's soccer team is going to the NCAA tournament for the first time in program history. They'll be going to St. Lawrence to play their first round game on Saturday. And joining us to discuss their Skyline Conference Championship and their first appearance in the NCAA tournament is the head coach of the Gators, Kyle Clancy, as well as senior goalkeeper TJ Zahner. Gentlemen, welcome to the program and congratulations on the championship. How are you guys feeling right now?
Thank you very much. We're feeling really, really good right now. It's been an excellent weekend.
And coach, let's just ask you this first. You know, this has been quite the process, you know, building up this program and getting it to this point. Walk us through, you know, the ups and downs of building this Gators program and finally getting to the mountaintop and winning a conference championship.
Well, it has been a lot of ups and downs. I can tell you when I first started the program off, I was young, a bit naive, I would say, and I was certain I'd win a championship in within 2 years. And you learn a lot's needed. There's a lot more to it than just being able to go out and field a good team. And this was a very special team and a special group of guys. And took a little bit longer than I thought, but well worth the wait.
I mean, this was a program that, you know, you had built up, and you had won the conference regular season title 2 years ago, and, you know, just, you know, keep chipping away, and now finally getting the job done, and doing it at home nonetheless, here in Albany, when you guys hosted the Skyline Conference tournament over the weekend. You know, talk about those two games you guys played in the tournament, the two games, the one against College Mount St. Vincent back on Wednesday, and then the game Saturday against Farmingdale State.
Yeah, both excellent teams. Both teams that Mount St. Vincent we did well against in the regular season. Farmingdale we actually had lost two down at their place. So we had some good game plans going up against them. And you know, the guys we worked on a lot of different things in practice, and they executed so well each game, and we were able to put a few more away against Mount St. Vincent. And then Farmingdale, a good game plan, and the players just executed to perfection. Good week of practices, and it was nice to see them you know, put it all on the field well. And TJ, anything you want to add to that?
No, he's right. You know, we actually bought into what he was telling us and about his game plan going into it. He really taught us a lot. We had a classroom session before the Farmingdale game, and it kind of helped us a lot. You know, going back to when we lost, we changed a lot of things up, and we, you know, fine tuned them. And it worked, and we came out fired up, and we did it.
And, you know, TJ, you know, being a senior on this squad, you know, having, you know, won the regular season title 2 years ago, but not ending up in winning the conference tournament, what was it like, you know, to go through the phase of winning the regular season title but not winning the conference tournament 2 years ago, and then, you know, getting all of you guys in the upperclassmen, the, you know, juniors last year, now seniors this year, to kind of rally around and say, you know what, hey, you know, we almost got there 2 years ago. Let's make it happen this year so we can go out with a bang.
Yeah, you know, that's I've been here for 4 years, and I've been to the semi, you know, finals, and I've lost every year except for this year. And winning the regular season conference championship was, you know, the first step into getting that actual championship and getting there. And getting the seniors, it wasn't that hard to get them rallied around. You know, they all knew what we wanted, what that goal was, and it was to actually win finally that championship. And getting the team motivated wasn't hard at all. They knew what we had to do, and we did it.
This is Katie's Corner on Sporty 1240 NBC Sports Radio, also streaming live online at sporty1240.com, joined by Sage men's soccer coach Kyle Clancy and senior goalkeeper TJ Zahner. And TJ, just to stick with you for a second, you've had your share of ups and downs, doing very well with, being a conference all-star and then going through a little bit of injury time. Talk about what it was like for you, going through the ups and downs in the early portions of your career, and now finally being able to, have yourself a terrific senior year and get yourself to go to the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, I definitely had some ups and downs. My sophomore year is when I was out for, I'd say, about 85 to 90% of the season, and I came back for conference play. It was definitely tough seeing, not being able to be out there with my team and playing, but the most importantly, while I was out there supporting them with, on the bench and helping them. Coming from there on, I had nothing to lose. I was ready to give my all for every game, every conference game, and that's what my mentality this year was nothing less than just giving it all and winning. So, you come in a valley, you have your peaks and valleys, and definitely this year was definitely a peak, and, all those accolades are irrelevant until you actually win a championship, and that's what's most important is that team championship, so.
And now, Coach Clancy, just wanted to ask obviously TJ has been a huge part of this program over the last 4 years, and you got the job done over the weekend with Alex Lanza winning the conference tournament Most Valuable Player. Talk about Alex a little bit and what he's brought to the program along with TJ and with this year's senior class.
It was his brother, actually, Sean. Alex got the one of the goals, but Sean is the older brother. He's the senior, and he got the MVP. And to touch on him a bit, it's been such a journey for him. He came in as a sophomore transfer and really developed into just the core of our midfield. Doesn't get a lot of stats. He was all conference this year with zero goals, zero assists. But the work he does behind the scenes was crucial for us and. To me, was one of the big differences in us being a championship team this year compared to where we had a bit of a struggle last year in the playoffs. TJ, same way. I can still remember the phone call when he committed 4 years ago, exactly where I was. I knew it was a big move for us, and getting a goalkeeper of his caliber and his development. We have an excellent goalkeeper coach who's really worked well with him and all of our goalkeepers, and he's been a fantastic player. And most of all, both of those guys our captains, excellent leaders. That's been the biggest key for us. Is any team you have to have good leadership, and it's coaches. They're the coaches on the field. They're the coaches in the locker room. They're the coaches off the field. And these guys have been fantastic. And that goes for all of our seniors as well. They're buying into everything, and they've made it a fantastic experience for us.